The devil is in the details, says Matt Lyon in response to the state leader's speech last night.
And he really seems to avoid getting into what it really takes to be a leader other than just, you know, kind of throwing out some lofty ambitions without the substance to back them up.
Lyon, the party's executive director, says Herbert is unwilling to take the necessary steps to really improve Utah's air quality, and that setting up committees to study the problem and promising to improve the state's transportation fleet does nothing to improve public transportation needs or give the state's Division of Environmental Quality the power it needs to shut down air polluting industry.
We need to really question whether or not we should be using outdated equipment at our refineries. Should we even have some of the companies like Stericycle near residential neighborhoods? He's not willing to look at mass transit and say, how do we really keep mass transit affordable? And I'm going to put my money where my mouth is.
And Lyon says Herbert is not requiring industry to meet even the federal standards for air quality, and that it may make more sense for state lawmakers to give local government the ability to set standards. But it was what the governor did not say about a federal plan to help pay for Medicaid that left Lyon feeling like Herbert is playing in the margins.
It's crazy to me what the opportunity that we have. It doesn't cost the state of Utah a dime. It's literally someone willing to say, here's $4.3 billion over the next 10 years. Do you guys want to do something with it or not?
Governor Herbert did call for lawmakers to spend more to help educate Utah students, something Lyon says is a political move toward re-election, not a long-term plan to ensure 60% of Utahns have degrees.